You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert.
It's time for our state news roundup. Today we'll be talking about the latest results in the WPR St. Norbert survey and get a preview of tonight's Attorney General candidate debate.
Noah Ofshinsky is WPR's assistant news director. He joins us every week at this time. Hey, Noah.
It's good to be here. Good afternoon, and as always, happy Friday.
Definitely happy Friday to you as well. So, some new results in from the latest WPR St. Norbert College poll. What's the headline there?
The headline is further evidence this week that the governor's race is very, very close. And as Rob just said, the latest WPR St. Norbert College poll found the race to be basically a dead heat, and that's something we've seen here in recent weeks. Walker was up 1%, but that lead is well within the margin of error. So at this point, too close to call.
And what about that mythical group, the Undecideds? What do we know about
them? Yes, I've heard of them.
Do they exist?
I've heard of such a group. And in fact, they do, according to this poll. And if we were to attach a number to it, it would be 6%. Apparently, the poll found that 6% remain undecided about who they're going to vote for governor. And, you know, with the race so close, you know, that means there's some wiggle room for both campaigns to get some of those folks. They could make a difference.
And what else could make a difference?
Well, turnout. Turnout among the base in particular. That will be very important for both candidates. In Mary Burke's case, her base, we're talking about Milwaukee. Make no mistake, the race hinges, at least in part, I would argue, on how many people show up to vote in Milwaukee. And if you're looking for evidence, I point to the people who have been coming to visit in Milwaukee trying to get out the vote for Mary Burke. And that list includes Michelle Obama. She's been to Wisconsin twice. Former President Bill Clinton in town today in Milwaukee, again, trying to get the vote out. And next week, President Barack Obama will be in Milwaukee trying to get the vote out for Mary Burke. So, again, turnout in Milwaukee being very important, either, you know, from Mary Burke's perspective, hopefully it'll be high. From the governor's perspective, hopefully it'll be low.
Now, the poll also got at something else, and that is what's driving voters in their choices. What did it find?
Right. So this particular poll is kind of unique in the sense that it asks open-ended questions, and then the answers are grouped together by theme. And so respondents who said they were voting for a certain candidate were asked why they were voting for that person. For Burke supporters, 61% said they were voting for her because they didn't like Governor Walker.
Okay, and so what did people say about Governor Walker who are going to vote for him?
Well, it's the opposite. It was among the governor's supporters, more than 60% said they backed him because they like him or his policies. So the takeaway here, you know, there are a lot of people who are going to vote for Burke, but not because of who she is, but rather who she isn't. And she's not the governor. So a very interesting, I think, in my mind, at least, a very interesting look into why people might be voting for Mary Burke in the coming weeks.
And moving on to another state story, some interesting demographics, an interesting demographic story out of Wisconsin this week. It turns out that birth rates are down in Wisconsin. This has been going on for a little while, it seems like. What's the story here?
Yeah, okay, so I find this to be interesting. I don't know, I'm kind of a demographics geek. So I find this kind of information to be interesting. And also, by the way, has impact across the state. 2013 was the sixth year in a row that the birth rate here in the state has declined. There were around 66,500 births last year, and that's a little bit more than 600 or so less than 2012.
So let's look at that in perspective. I'm sure you've crunched the numbers, Noah, being a demographics geek. So how does that compare historically?
Well, this number, 2013, last year's number is the lowest it's been since 1997.
Wow. So any idea what's behind these numbers?
You talk to the experts, they'll say there are several factors. And of course, it is a sort of a complicated picture. But among the things on the list, experts point to, women are delaying childbirth for a variety of reasons, including the weak economy and the employment situation. Teen pregnancy is also down. Experts say teen pregnancy prevention strategies are working. and that's having an impact on birth rates.
Now, if this continues, there are obviously big implications here. What's the outlook?
Well, at least one of the experts that we talked to told WPR that they expect birth rates to rise a bit once the economy improves. You know, when that'll be and what the economy will look like, you know, it's unclear. But, you know, if you look at the demographics over time, if you look at the projections, it's clear that Wisconsin as a state, and as well as many other states across the country, are getting older. And, you know, that will have a profound impact on education, healthcare, the job market, economic development. I mean, the list goes on and on. And it's I think, one of the forces that will be driving this state in the coming decades, which is the fact that as a state, we're getting older.
Yeah, we did a Central Times story on this saying that this is an overall trend and that women may just be postponing childbirth forever. So I guess this is one we have to watch and see how it affects Wisconsin.
Yeah, and it will affect the state in many ways.
All right. Well, we've got a preview next of the attorney general debate tonight. What's going on tonight?
So, yeah, Brad Schimmel and Susan Happ are meeting for a debate tonight. It'll air live on WPR and Wisconsin Public Television at 7 o'clock tonight. And I find it to be a very interesting time to be debating, frankly, because, again, this race, like the governor's race, is really close.
And again, harking back to the WPR St. Norbert College survey, what are the numbers there?
Yeah, they found Republican Brad Schimmel leading Democrat Susan Happ 41% to 40%. So again, that's well within the margin of error. So again, basically a dead heat. The key difference in the race, though, is the number of people who are undecided. And, you know, we were talking about what that number being
6%.
6% for the governors. Well, for the attorney general, it's a whopping 21% say they are unsure.
That's a lot of people, a lot more people. So what's the difference?
A lot of people. I think it's due at least in part to the fact that there aren't a lot of people out there who know enough about the candidates to have an opinion one way or the other. They just don't have the name recognition that, you know, the candidates obviously for governor do. And I think that's reflected in the polling numbers.
So I suppose tonight this is the opportunity to get them out there once again and hopefully for either candidate get some of those undecideds off the fence.
Yeah, I think it'll be, again, another opportunity to talk about the issues and the differences that they have. You know, and if you look at some of those issues, a lot of attention, and it may come up tonight, a lot of the attention has been paid to, you know, the individual cases that they've been involved with as prosecutors. But there are some bigger policy type issues. Schimmel has said he would, you know, defend state laws regardless of whether he agrees with them or not. Happ has said it would depend on the law.
And what about other things, narratives that have emerged during this particular race?
The other theme that has come up, and I think will possibly come up again tonight, is the level of prosecutorial experience each candidate has. Schimmel is quick to point out that he has over 20 years of experience to Happ's 6. Happ is quick to point out that her years in private practice give her a unique set of skills as well.
Okay, well, we're going to leave that to the candidates tonight. Watch it and see what emerges from that one. And speaking of watching it, seeing what emerges, there is, I hear, a Packers game this Sunday.
Yeah, a little game between the Packers and the Saints. Very excited for that game. We'll see what happens. Two powerhouse quarterbacks. Although I will say the Packers have a better streak, better record this year. So hopefully the Packers will have some momentum going into the game. They are playing in New Orleans, so that may impact the game as well.
Gotcha. Well, Noah, thanks a lot for stopping by.
It was good to be here. Thanks.
That was Noah Ovshinsky, our news guy, WPR's assistant news director.
I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.